Hey y'all, happy Wednesday.
Hey.
Yes.
What's up, Queen?
Nothing. Chilling. It's Wednesday. Thank God. We in a new month. So, you know, it's not the end of 2020. We still in this game, baby. So let's go.
We're still rocking.
But I'm good, Queen. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you're good.
You didn't get over the homecoming activities. I seen everybody, like, my news feed just was crazy Saturday morning when I got up. I was like, dang. And you know, I live for the outfits.
Right.
Baby, all y'all, everybody that I seen, baby, y'all was looking real good.
Everybody
talking about 35 and older, baby. 35 and older looking real good. So big ups to the kings and queens over the weekend for Fairview Homecoming. Y'all was looking real good. I love it.
I didn't get out and do much, but the little I did, I was super happy because it was a beautiful weekend. It was good to see so many illustrious alumni. Boosters, students, fans, relatives,
all of
whoever came to the city that was in the city to celebrate greatness and blackness. It was beautiful. You got to see that people were, they were like, they had became or, you know, gotten to where they were looking to be in life. And they could come back and give back to their schools, to their communities, to their just everybody that I saw so many different things. I saw a house that was dedicated to a sorority type person that two husband and wife started up on campus that was actually on display for that weekend. We saw that Will Packard had his amphitheater there. Now you got, and that tore down some old memories and things of that nature, but it brought something new that's going to impact and be impactful to the school.
And so, they got a lot of donations for that amphitheater. One an employee, one of my patients, her son-in-law was telling me about it because he works at FAM, and he was just like, they was just so overwhelmed with everything. But that amphitheater, and it is exactly where I thought it was, all behind the set, behind the old, I can't remember what dormitory that was. But just to see that, I said, I'm going up on campus just so I can actually see that. But to see the pictures and just to see everybody, people that I know, if I was here, I would have had a chance to see, hang out with. But it was beautiful seeing the pictures, seeing people's social media feed. Like, baby, y'all look, represented Tallahassee. They represented that orange and green and that Rattler Nation to the fullest over the weekend.
It was so much greatness. And on top of some other things that went on that to shed some light on, FAMU Freshman 2005 raised over $117,000 during the pandemic, and they celebrated their Sweet 16 together. This past weekend as well. So, like, it was a lot going on. It's been a lot of different things happening with FAMU already. Greatness and it's going to continue because people are going to celebrate and do things for the people who they love and give back to the schools that they cherish. And I saw so much this weekend. I'm like, this what made me happy to be black. You know, we carry on.
I'm telling you. Hey, look, you got to big your own stuff and be like, kudos.
Because we carry on. Like, think about it, Queen. Like, okay, they pretty much, Tennessee streets still get a little thick, you know. But they pretty much have shut down the way you could do Tennessee Street during homecoming.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Because we carry on. And I love us. We take it to Adams Street. Not only did we take it to Adams Street, we took it over a street further this year, and that was on Monroe Street. Baby, when I tell you they had the median black backed up from Orange Avenue down to almost to the Capitol.
Come on. Blackness. And the economy boost. from the Saturday before homecoming, the FSU Saturday homecoming, up until we talking about Sunday, it was an economy boost here in Tallahassee. Just because the FAMU got prepared that Saturday of FSU homecoming Saturday. They was getting prepared for their homecoming. And people was already coming in and stuff because coordination and stuff like that. But just to read those, I was up every morning at my sister's house, 7 o'clock, reading the Durham Tallahassee Democrat articles just to see like what went on, because I know I wasn't gonna be here, but just to be on everybody's social media, not even have to go on the page, just the feed was just, it was just crazy.
Outfits were great. I saw a lot of great outfits. I saw a lot of great school representation. Just, it was so much Black beauty, so much Black greatness. I was proud this weekend.
Big ups to everybody that put on a
win. Nothing bad to say.
Well, that's good. That's real good. So
it was a lot of traffic too, Queen. So you know you couldn't even get through the city on this side.
Oh, look, after I looked at it, I was like, oh, I'm so happy that I wasn't in time, because that would have gave me anxiety and aggravated me. I would have been. I used to be wanting to be out in the mix. So I know
I'm find ways around the mix now. That's one thing about it. I'm gonna find ways around it. But my only anxiety is that my child drove all weekend, so she was like in the mix all weekend. Cause between them hanging out with their dad and then their dad allowing them to go do their thing, baby, they was on the scene.
Yeah, it was. But you know what? Somebody else posted and was like, this was really their first time letting their child go out as a teenager. And how they was scared and stuff, because they know they was going to be out and stuff too. And which probably a lot of parents had that fear. Mm-hmm. But think about when we was like, how
we did it. We just talked about it last week.
Like, we was out there.
Baby, I was on the set at 16:15. So
look, that part.
Because Jocelyn and them parents were involved in FAMU heavily. So, that was my excuse every homecoming. I knew that was going to be somewhere. Because, baby, if Jocelyn was going, I'm going.
I'm going? You going, Queen?
I'm going. Mama, I'm staying with Jocelyn up for the weekend. Mama may have no questions about it. So, you know, we hanging out. We was on the set all night. We at the step shows. I'm at step shows at 14:15. You know what I'm saying? We was in step shows. We was in there watching the strikers throw themselves.
Big ups to FAMU, man. I got a lot of messages on people seeing Rashad in parade. People text me, I seen your baby in the parade. Yeah, I know. But
yeah, out there hanging out.
That orange and green, we shall bleed forever.
And it was great. It was good to see. Good to see. Everybody was repping it, because you know they ain't have it last year, and that's why this was the epic return, and they did that. I mean, with the sights and sounds, the vendors out there, of course, you know they came to show out. You got
That's in a lot of different vendors.
Different ones.
Lot of different vendors.
You had the dress the kill atmosphere. You had the step shows. You had the band. You had, like, it was a lot going on. And so it's open now.
I don't think I kept saying, baby, I feel bad for whoever gonna have to pick up that trash on Monday.
Ooh, I drove through the next day, honey, and seen them doing it. It was so much. Girl, all the way from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I think up until yesterday, they were still out there taking stuff down, still cleaning the campus, you know, because it was a lot going on.
The pandemic happening, we probably going to always, probably from this homecoming forth, you're probably going to see a huge turnout, because people just, they just like, not, we can't miss stuff now because we just don't know what might happen.
Exactly.
So I think from this point on, it's going to always be a huge turnout for homecoming and for just all the games, period. And man, big ups to the football team. Come on, fam.
Yeah.
I believe they will be champions this year. I do believe that they will be champions this year. So
they did their thing. Now that's what I'm telling you. It was a successful return. It was a successful return. So
that's
good job, big ups, fam. Big ups.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So right. we're gonna go ahead and jump to today's show so we can go ahead and get this topic up and going. And the today's show is Been There, Done That. wrote a book about the t-shirt, all that stuff.
All of it.
And to go ain't along with
it. Under the sun. At all.
To go along with our topic, our quote of the day is, I tried, you did it, I'm done.
Okay.
Author unknown.
Okay. I tried, you didn't, and I'm done. Period. So what, like, what you gonna say to that? Like, you tried? I like that, though.
I like it because it's straight to the point, but...
Yeah.
I also think that... there's some hurt in there. And, you know, so it's almost like you doing it to hurt the person too because you hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, so I won't say nothing. I just talk.
Just do you. Sometimes I told somebody not too long ago, sometimes it ain't meant for you to say anything. Sometimes you just got to just be like, all right, say all right to yourself, and it ain't no need for no cap. Look, it ain't no need for no caption. It ain't no need for a response. It's just all right. That's it, and keep it moving.
And that's it. And just like it's basic, straight to the point. I agree. And for the ones that do have to give an explanation, that's a perfectly good one. It's rounded up. Straight to the point too. But you know, sometimes explanations and things of such bring out the worst in people. You know, like things that you probably saw as a red flag before and not known that they could probably take it this far, but mm-hmm. at this very present moment, they're gonna take it that far and you can't do nothing about it because you're right there. You in the midst of it. So sometimes you ain't got to be in nobody's face. You ain't got to say nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Mm-hmm. Nada. Anything. Just look and say, and keep going.
Because
it is what it is.
And one day you can have that time where y'all can have a sit down conversation when there's maturity and growth and separation between certain things. Because this is in business. Relationships, friendships, family, certain things you have to just separate from and then come back to and try to revisit at a later date. You can't always try to have that direct, you know, conversation right in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes those moment conversations will get people messed up.
Got to sit back and breathe. As I say, sit back. As I tell people, I comprehend everything you're saying, but sometimes I have to not say nothing right then so I can go home, sit down, digest what you said over again to be like, was that your good? Hold up. Now, okay. And then come back with the response that I need. Because like I might respond wrong right there at the beginning. And you might not like that response.
And sometimes you might sit down and think too long about it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you done threw up so many times because you done gave this too much attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, stick with your first thought. When you went home and you had that settled conversation and you determined that this is that, I gotta go talk to her. I gotta go talk to him. I gotta go talk to she. I gotta go talk to he. Who, whatever it is, go ahead and build upon that for later. Because when you come and bring all of your emotions to the table, you're also giving them, you have to give them the time to respond. So you coming in saying, I tried, you didn't, I'm done, and you try to walk away, might get your head knocked in between the refrigerator and the stove. We're not going to even know about it because you might be hurt. You ain't have to go over there. You could have just made that call and, or just not, and it's like, hey, I just need some time. We'll revisit this later.
Yeah. And like you said, sometimes it take a while, sometimes it don't. But how long is too long, though?
Well, you when it infested on your mind and you starting to be able to not sleep and you know, things are starting to play all around that situation. Like you starting to might think other people grimy or because of that. You know, you, things that start playing tricks on your mind to where you thinking about it too much. And yeah, you're obsessing. That's giving something way too much power. And yeah. At that moment, it's been too long, but and that's normally because you're not ready to go say something, but you're ready, you anxious because you don't know what the response is gonna be. You don't know if a person has done the same thinking and trying to revisit the situation as you have, or if they have already just said "F it."
And in you some don't places, know. Some people then said "F it." And that can hurt because they like, well, I wasn't worried about it no more. Like, yeah, I was over and I was done with. But that person, if that person, your friend, family member or whatever, that person ain't over it. So it's a conversation that need to be had. For that person can, I guess, get closure. But sometimes you ain't going to get closure on everything that you want to get closure on.
And sometimes it's important not to. Because like, you know, because these are the things we talk about where it don't end well. Or where you're not getting what you want from that closure. And you might be the one that act the fool. Because you want this person to beg for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you to be a little but I do broken. Want you to, I do want you to know my how I feel and my point of view.
Right.
Of what of my feelings and how I feel. And take that into consideration.
It's important.
I know just being in different situations, especially with friendships, everybody don't look at it the same. And everybody not going to look at it the same. But just take some accountability.
It's accountability. For me, that's what it always is. Because more than likely, the type of person I am, the type of friend I am, I'm not going to do anything to hurt my friend. Yeah. So I'm never going to be in a position to have to just come and apologize to you for something that I did unless you tell me that I did it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be something that I'm really unknowingly have done. Like, you know, but you got to let me know because the type of person I am, I'm not doing anything to try to hurt you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. When you become my friend, that you're... I love you like family when we friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's different.
And that's where the hurt come in because you are looking at that person like they your
family.
Like they family. And that's where the hurt really comes in at. I was having a conversation with somebody about that last night and about long-term friendships and how things can, how things happen. And it was an older lady that I was having this conversation with and she was like, sometimes it just is what it is. But when I broke everything down to it, she was like, yeah, it might be something else pertaining to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But some stuff you just really got to let go and move on. Right. It's hard, but it's life. It's life.
Now, rolling over from the quote of the day into the topics, it is they're hand in hand today. So when a person is always apologizing for some of the same things, mistakes are then choices. We are no longer dealing with a person who's making a mistake. We're dealing with a person who needs to choose to do the same thing. So you got to stop sitting up here allowing a person to force feed you apologies for something that they're constantly doing over and over, and you're forgiving them. It's become a decision now. What you think about that, Queen?
Yeah, I had a conversation with one of my friends, and they was asking another friend, man, what you do? Me and you just alike. What you do to keep your lady happy and all of this stuff when I know you do what you do? And no, that person said, I just give her anything she wants.
And that worked for them.
But then, you know, me and my response, that still don't make that shit right.
No.
Just because you still making the same mistake, even though you giving that person what they want, because you don't want to hear their mouth, you still gonna hear their mouth because you still doing the same dumb stuff.
But the person is now using the power of retrieving things and getting things from the situation as a way to control the situation. So he thinks that he may think that he's controlling the situation by just giving her whatever she wants, but then in turn, she getting whatever she wants.
But yeah, nice stuff too. Probably nice, expensive stuff. But
like,
you giving her whatever you want because of the dumb stuff that you're doing.
That you're doing. And you could just really just stop.
Period. It's just that easy. But keep giving them what they want.
But people form habits and they can't let go of certain habits. Yeah. You got old man who trick that ain't stopping. You got young people trick that ain't stopping. They get into relationships and still be tricking. Then you got people who do stuff because people say, for instance, you are here single and you dating, but you still feeling like you got to sneak because you so used to having to sneak even in relationships.
And that's crazy. If you single and you out here dating and you still feeling like you sneaking around, like you just as free as a jaybird. Just as free.
And the weird thing about that is this, like I'm really trying to get a hold and grasp this thing. Why are we so afraid to be honest with people when we're single? Why? Like I was thinking to myself, like anybody that if I decide to talk to you, well, the thing with me is you gotta, as a person trying to get a number, you need to be just trying to take up all my talk time at this point. Because I don't have enough physical time for nobody right now in my life. So you can talk to me as much as you want to, and that's really all you're gonna get. But far as a lot of other people that's out here dating, and even in that, and even with just, you know, meeting people, I'm thorough. Look, I'm not looking to settle down right now. I'm not, I might talk to other people.
And you got to be straight up and honest. And when you straight up and honest with people, that to me, that's even better. Because now I'm letting you know what I'm looking for and what I'm not looking for. Now, it's up to you if you want to go down this roller coaster with me. And then I might change my mind in the middle of the roller coaster.
Just might. So,
if you're willing
but
to
you
take
come along friend, for the ride.
Yeah.
To see.
That's it. If you're willing to take the risk, let's go. But if you ain't willing to take the risk, you can't.
Right. You cannot be a person that approach somebody and when they say this, I'm not willing to be in a relationship just because you want to change their mind. Now, don't get upset if you can't, because it was already laid out in the beginning. That's what I mean about those uphand conversations. A person should never be able to say, this didn't happen. We didn't talk about this.
Every relationship I done been in, I think I done went in with open eyes. just in case I need to say Let me go on to the right. Let me go on over to the right. But you got to be straight up with people. And the more you be straight up with people at the beginning, baby, the better off you will be. Period.
The better off. Because so many times that things come up on the back end and now you gotta explain this. That's too much. More than likely, I ain't gonna remember it.
Straight up with me, Candace. Look, I don't want no girlfriend. I'm just looking for a friend. And
for real.
That's it. That's all I want. Somebody that I could talk to, maybe go out on a couple of dates with, spend my time with. And I don't want anything. Okay, well, if that's what you want, well, that's might be. And don't say that's what you want and you know that's not what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't agree with that when you know that ain't what you want now. Going on about your business.
Don't go into these terms knowing you can't, you're not built for that. You know you're not built for that. If you're a person that does have emotions about things and you know you might fall for somebody pretty easily, don't put yourself on those grounds because it's gonna be shaky for you.
Yeah.
So
you should know that, but hey, yeah, no.
And we would think that people would know, but so many people who are out here really walking blindly with friendships, relationships, business partnerships, you know, family situations. They just allowing things, you know, just to happen and they fix it as they need to go, as time goes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be able to, that's, to me, communication is so key.
Yeah.
In anything, when you, even friendships, you want to have good communication skills with your people because you want to be able to have thorough conversations around them without people feeling like you were talking about them and attacking them and doing mm-hmm. things of that nature. Y'all could just be talking.
That's it. That is it.
So
figure it out, people.
And again, when people start using those same tactics over and over again in their apologies, they're no longer mistakes. They're complete decisions.
Your decision that you made, you know what you was going to make the decision anyway. You already know what you was going to do from the beginning.
You know.
That's why I say, thing is I always say, never say what you won't do because you never know what you might do when you're in that situation.
That's right. And some of the best practices, now that's when people are trying to do things to you. When you're making the same mistakes in life for yourself, it's a little bit tougher to like forgive. You're like, you know for a fact that you may just have, at some point when you realize you keep on having these same issues happen over here, that's just a behavior issue. Now you need to change your behavior or things that are around you that helps you circumvent that one mistake they keep making you go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn how to identify those things and then change how you are around these things and or just not be around it altogether.
Yeah. Got to choose. It's your choice. Nobody else's.
So you definitely got to talk to, you have to have self-awareness. You got to be well suited and well versed on what you're trying to do, focus on your goal so that you don't have to worry about falling back in to this other thing that you always get caught up in when you get weary or when you get like, I want to give up or anything like that. Like, you can make sure that that's not a mistake you fall back into by changing the behaviors of what you do around it. That has definitely helped me in many aspects in decision making. Yeah. Like, if I get another opportunity to do something, I'll look back on what I did to it the last time mm-hmm. to make sure I'm doing a changed behavior. I'm not doing anything.
Repeating the same thing over again. That's smart, though.
That's pure insanity.
And that's maturity, too.
It is maturity. It took a lot to make that happen. It didn't just say, hey, I ain't just wake up and just knew I needed to do it. I started actually paying attention to the fact of what it was that I was slipping on, and it was my behaviors around it. If I knew at that time in my life when I started learning certain things, mm-hmm. if I knew that I had something coming up that I needed to go and buy or pay for, and I knew I had seven days, I'd make that money back. So I go in, spend it and get it back. But still, I took a chance on it when I spent it. And
growth did what you were supposed to do.
And change behaviors, I learned in order to go back to doing that. When I have the time that when I know something to do, I just pay for it now, right when it's mm-hmm. in. You know, that's a change behavior. You don't let things continue to happen the same way because you're going to get some insane ass results. Things that can ultimately harm you. So,
growth. Thank God for growth.
I see I done froze up on the screen over there.
You have.
But I hear something outside of my window, so maybe I'm having a type of disturbance or something. I don't know. Anywho, as long as you can hear me, we're going to continue going on that.
You're very clear now. Very, very clear.
I just turned my cam off. So moving on. Learning how to also get through your mistakes is acknowledging them. Queen, have you ever you gotta acknowledge them without fearing them?
Yeah.
So I think that's really deep and really big because how most times you thinking to yourself, how am I able to face this without saying I'm not scared to face it?
Mm-hmm. You got to acknowledge it now. And that's the first step. That is the first step.
I definitely agree with that. There we go. I definitely agree. I think that if we take that moment to say, you know what, I'm falling. This ain't working for me, or mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep running back. Him. What is he doing that keeps making me come back?
That's okay.
You gotta acknowledge it.
Look, he ain't doing that.
He ain't doing nothing.
You going back over there for what? But that's that familiarity that you keep going
that's
back
exactly on. No,
even if it ain't good for you, you going back, and you know by this time you already know that it ain't good for you.
Keep doing the same thing, and knowing this man, okay, he's luring you to come back, but you know it's the same temptation, even on the other side of the luring.
It'd be good for about the first. It'd be good about 3 months, and baby, then we back to the same old, child, please.
Same old.
Wasting my goddamn time. The time is not to be wasted with the foolishness, not to be wasted.
I think that's hilarious that people even think that that's okay. To think that you can continue to do things without some type of change behavior.
Yeah. You know, some people think they're invisible though. Invisible and untouchable. And that's because people didn't put them up on that pedestal to feel that way.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know.
I really think that some of the most powerful things come from you acknowledging where you're not strong at. I think that you get some of the most diligent support and the most diligent help and resources when you're hungry in areas you're not good at, because you know those things that you're not strong in, you're going to need them where you are strong. So I think a lot of times we're our own worst enemies when it comes to certain things like that. We worry so much about the different things that are around us and what we can't see and allow that to be the judgment of what we do see.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me.
That's true. Most definitely, Queen. Most definitely. Get it together, people. Get it together.
It's crazy.
Honesty. Just be truthful. Let people know how you feel and going on about your business. But that's much hard. Right.
Yeah, that's too hard for some people. That's too hard. And that, like I said earlier, having a good, when you identify the things, those behaviors that lead you to those things, that that kind of helps circumvent, you know, falling into the cracks of certain things. And also support systems.
Yeah. You need a good support system.
You got to have a good support
system. You don't need no yes. No, yes, girl. Yes, ma'am. Everything you say is right when you know that you everything that you say is not right. You don't need no yes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir support system. You need a support system that's going to let you know if when you right and when you wrong. Celebrate you when you right and let you know when you wrong.
That's right. That's right.
So it's a difference.
And only a strong foundation support system is going to do that for you. It's so many times we thinking people got our best interest and they looking out for us and they be waiting and wishing for you to fall. So you gotta make sure you got people that you can stand solid on, just like they can stand solid on you and count on you. But that support system is very, very evident. I mean, very, very needed in areas like in all your type of relationships. You gotta have somebody that you can fall down and go to when you cannot do it.
Yeah. That's true. You need that person. Everybody need a person, somebody like
everybody.
That. Everybody needs somebody like that. And let you know straight up, they don't give you, they don't sugarcoat it, anything. They let you know straight up, you wrong. I'm letting you know you wrong. Or you need to go apologize to that person you did wrong.
And that's why today's show is called Been There, Done That, because you've seen yourself walk down this path before. You've seen the person that has constantly apologized to you and they did nothing different to change their behaviors and stuff. And you've seen where that leads.
Yeah, or you the one apologizing and they ain't changed, they ain't did nothing different themselves when you weren't even the one wrong, but you just apologizing because you just like, well, if I done something to you, I want to just apologize. And you probably ain't done nothing, but you just thinking in your mind, trying to be the bigger person. Well, I apologize if I said something or if I done came off the wrong way and said it to you in the wrong manner, the wrong tone, or stuff like that. And, you know. Stuff
and you know, but these people been and apologized drastically for stuff that they ain't did just to keep the monkey off the back
and to keep the peace. To try to keep the peace, keep the peace. Because I know I didn't been like that, apologizing when I know I ain't done nothing. But if I did, I probably came at you the wrong way and didn't realize it. But see, I know too. I'm a person. I sit back and I think about stuff now before I say, and I try to be like, let me calm down before I respond, because my response is gonna be real ugly right now. So let me just sit back and go ahead and calm down, and then come back and respond later, and let you know how I felt.
Yeah,
but. Accountability, people. Accountability.
That people gotta stop letting that be so hard to be to assist them in their walk, because accountability will save your life. It really is. You start being way more responsible for the decisions you make and the mistakes you mess up with. You'll learn what to change and do different this time.
Because we ain't perfect. We all make mistakes. And you got to know how to forgive yourself after these situations that you might get yourself in or whatever. You got to know how to forgive yourself and be able to move on. And I think that's a lot of people's problem. They don't know how to forgive themselves.
Mm.
You got to know how to forgive yourself. Look, I made a mistake that I did. Look, I own what I did. Yeah, I did it. And hey, let's roll. Ain't nothing you can do about it now. Only thing you can do is not do it again.
That's it.
It's easy. But hard for some. It's easy for some, but hard for some.
Yeah.
But that comes back to that maturity level, though. And where you at in your life.
Mm-mm-mm. That's crazy, too, though, because when you think about it, there's so many things that we can identify as things we want to change.
Yeah.
Or things that can lead us to change. And we see it right there clear in our view, but we'll go the other direction.
Yeah. So we live and we learn.
You definitely do. We definitely do. Well, Queen, give them some jewels. Drop some jewels on them before we get up out of here for the day, child.
Man, look here. It's Wednesday again. Y'all already know it's November 3rd. It's SW Podcast. And man, look, we still in this game of 2021, baby. It ain't over. So let's go. Like we've been telling y'all this since the we're telling y'all this before the pandemic happened, by, you know, just getting out there doing you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on. I will say this, though, you know, the holidays coming and everything, man, enjoy life, enjoy family. Do what you got to do to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Get your accountability partner, somebody that's going to hold you accountable of your goals and what you want. That's going to push you and motivate you, because some of us can't motivate ourselves to get to where we're trying to go. We need that extra, little push from somebody. Man, look at man. Y'all continue to enjoy life. Like, we only get one. And you got to live. And you got to live for you. You can't live for nobody else. You can't live for nobody. You can't even live through your children if you raising children and they doing something that you ain't do. You can't do that. Let them live their life. You already didn't live your childhood. Now you live your adulthood. And don't take nothing for granted. Do not take nothing. Don't take people around you that care about you for granted. Tell people how you feel, like what we was just talking about. Let people know how you feel from jump start. Where you trying to go if you in any of these type of relationships and stuff. But man, honesty, communication is key. And as I always say, all of us got the same key to open the doors of access for where we trying to go. It's just, you got to bring that greatness up out of you, man. Like, cause all of us was born with greatness, and you just got to believe in you. That's the first thing. Once you believe in you, that greatness will come out. So, you know, we appreciate y'all listening to SW Podcast, tuning in to us on YouTube, Facebook. Look, shout out to the whole Freedom Train family. And y'all know y'all will see us next week as well. Y'all see us every Wednesday. We almost close to our
Wednesday now. Y'all go see us every Wednesday because we got to be here. We got to come talk to y'all. We love y'all. But for more than anything, it's just a joy being able to share some of the information and being able to have conversations with you all about certain issues that plague in our communities or just in our daily life. So with that being said, Queen did a phenomenal salute for taking us out of here today. So, you know, I appreciate you, Queen. We're going to get up out of here.
Appreciate you, too.
Of course, much love from our Freedom Train family, y'all. And it's all love from us over here at SW Podcast. We like you. We love you. We want to definitely see y'all and hear from y'all next Wednesday. Y'all have a great week. And we'll see y'all soon. Peace.